You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 15, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Washington, D.C. authorities have initiated a controversial effort to clear homeless encampments, drawing criticism from advocates who argue it targets vulnerable individuals without providing lasting solutions. On August 15, 2025, homeless residents near the Institute of Peace were seen packing their belongings as a garbage truck awaited to remove abandoned items. Volunteers from local aid agencies were present to assist, while protesters with anti-Trump signs gathered nearby. Officials cordoned off the area to allow residents time to clear their possessions. The District of Columbia regularly conducts encampment clearings, with over 50 cleared so far in 2025. Camping is illegal on federal land in the district, and the U.S. Park Police have previously arrested individuals for camping. These clearings occurred as scheduled on July 23rd and August 6th before President Trump's press conference. The recent federal takeover of the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, by the Trump administration has intensified these efforts. Encampment clearings began shortly after this order, but the criteria for these clearings and the balance between enforcement and support services remain largely undefined. This initiative is part of a broader policing push in Washington, D.C., linked to President Trump's concerns about crime in the city. Trump has stated that crime in Washington, D.C. is out of control, citing a serious attack on a former government staff member. Critics argue that this approach prioritizes clearing encampments over addressing the root causes of homelessness, labeling it a tough-on-crime agenda lacking sustainable solutions. Washington's status as a federal district allows Trump to push his agenda, yet he has not proposed solutions to the underlying issues of homelessness or crime. Despite Trump's claims, data indicates that violent crime in Washington, D.C. has decreased in recent years, with a 26% drop in year-to-date violent crime compared to the same period in 2024. The presence of anti-Trump protesters near the clearing site underscores the political opposition to the administration's policies, including encampment clearings. This ongoing debate highlights the complex challenges facing Washington, D.C. regarding crime statistics and homelessness. A recent law is estimated to cost low-income households approximately $1,200 annually, while wealthier households are projected to benefit by over $13,000. This disparity raises questions about the fairness of current policies and their impact on different population segments, including those experiencing homelessness. The Trump administration and Harvard University are reportedly nearing a legal settlement that could restore billions in federal research grants. While the connection to homelessness or policing efforts is not explicitly stated, it points to significant financial movements that may influence social programs addressing homelessness. The current focus on encampment clearings raises concerns about sustainable solutions. Advocates argue that better approaches exist to tackle homelessness than simply clearing encampments. The lack of detailed information on long-term strategies leaves gaps in understanding what solutions are being considered to help individuals transition out of homelessness. Without addressing underlying issues such as affordable housing, mental health services, and job opportunities, displaced individuals may simply relocate, perpetuating a cycle of displacement. The debate continues regarding whether the current policing push is a temporary measure or part of a longer-term strategy. Understanding the scale of homelessness in Washington, D.C. is crucial for assessing the impact of the policing push. Accurate counts of homeless populations are difficult to obtain, with municipal agencies performing a point-in-time count each January. However, specific statistical data on the demographics or trends of the homeless population in Washington, D.C. is lacking. This absence of detailed data complicates the assessment of the clearing's impact on affected individuals, particularly regarding the specific effects on African American or African diaspora individuals within the homeless population. Understanding these demographics is essential for advocating targeted solutions that address the unique challenges faced by these communities. Safety concerns are cited as a reason for clearing camps, yet the available information does not specify the health or safety risks involved or how they are assessed. This lack of detail raises questions about whether the clearings genuinely improve health and safety for homeless individuals or the broader community. Copyright, African Elements.